Hey everyone, I'm going to answer Cardlin's 15 questions about recording, just because, I don't know, I thought you guys might be curious, even though I'm like a relatively new poster, I thought I might as well share. First question is, why do I record? I don't know, I don't really have a good answer for this. To be honest, I guess I partially it comes from I like being able to offer. I mean, okay, if you go through my posts, you'll see that I am a sex worker, and I do sell videos, and I make a lot of custom videos, but I wanted to be able to offer free content. And if I offer free videos, then I'm gonna have a hard time selling videos. And I thought, well, I can provide free audio, you know, since you're not seeing me. So I thought it would be, like, a good alternative to posting free video content on, like, tube sites. And what brought me to these subreddits is there's not enough male-centric porn out there, and I have some issues with that. Because sometimes I want to, like, listen to a guy, but it's all the, like, if you go on, like, all those amateur porn sites, if it's a dude jacking off, his face isn't in it, and he's not talking. And I'm very much an aural person. Not oral. Aural. What started me recording, again, back to why I record. It's because I wanted to offer free content. But then I found that you guys have such a cool community, and I'd really like to be a part of that community. What do I record with? I record on my iPhone 5, because the sound quality is actually pretty good. I use the Voice Memo app, which is built in, and it's worked fine for me so far, and when I listen back to it, it sounds fine. Do I do any post editing? I have not yet done that, but I do. I mean, if I was going to do something with sound effects, I would, but I haven't gotten there yet. I'm writing a script that's going to take sound effects. It's going to be pretty fucked up, though, so, you know. Are there any pre-recording rituals that I need to do first? Not particularly. I just like to give the script that I'm going to read another read through right before I do it. What is my favorite recording I've done? I had a lot of fun doing the A Taste of Honey, which was the bimbo voice one. And then there's the twist ending. But I love recording cuckolding audios. So anytime I get to do cuckolding audios, I love that. What is my favorite recording someone else has done? Okay, I'm not gonna lie, I can't think of one off the top of my head, because I've been looking at this question like, shit, what am I gonna say? Yeah, I don't have a favorite in particular, so I couldn't answer that, really. Does anyone in your life outside of Reddit know that you record? Yeah, I have some friends who know, but that's just because they know that I do sex work, and that recording audio stuff for free is kind of part of my thing. That makes it sound like this is an extension of my sex work, but it's really not. I would probably be doing this even if I wasn't. using Reddit for sex work. Likely. I don't know if I would have found the website or found the sub if I hadn't been, like, already involved in, like, sex work subs, but who knows? What's the story behind your username? Goddess Marina is my honorary. My name's Marina. I use goddess as an honorary. And like I said, I made this Reddit account for sex work, so I used Goddess Marina. If you could improve or change anything about your voice, what would it be? I have, like, the teeniest, tiniest little hint of a lisp. What kind of cool bastard put an S in the word lisp, honestly? But I hate that tiny little lisp. It comes from, I had a shitload of orthodontics done when I was a kid. And, it, like, fucked up my voice. What is your dream role in voice? If you were to be known for something, what would it be? I don't know, I don't really have a dream role. I can't really think of, I don't know. I just would like to continue posting on Gomel.io, I guess. And it'd be cool to be known for having, like, a shitload of awesome cuckolding audios. but I know cuckolding isn't, like, the biggest fetish on here, and the thing is, like, some of the really big fetishes that I see on Gone Wild Audio are, like, big no-nos for me. Like, incest is an incredibly hard limit for me. I don't think I will ever do an incest audio. Rape, for the most part, not doing rape audios. I've done one that was technically a rape audio, but I just, no, I don't know. I can't do it. Whose voice do you admire and or love the most? This is going to be really obscure, and it's not a Gone Wild Audio user. But, oh God. My favorite band is called Yumi at Six. And the vocalist of that band, his name's Josh Franceschi. When I post this, I'll link to, like, a YouTube interview with him. But he has, like, the most heavenly voice. He's from, outside of London, so he has that, like, really, it's not a perfect London accent, but it's pretty fantastic. And yeah, like I said, I'll link to a YouTube interview, but I'm, like, in love with his voice, and would be cool if he could, you know, post some audios, but clearly he's in a band, so it's not happening. Sad face. If you could record something with anyone in the world, what would it be? Who would you record it with? As I said, I'm, like, in love with Josh Franceschi's voice, and I would record something with him if I could. I think it would be fun to do, like, a cuckolding audio with him, or, like, an SPH audio. Or basically any kind of femdom audio, honestly. I'm not picky, because it's Josh. Okay, last question. What's one piece of advice I would give to other recorders? Do what you like. You know what I mean? Like, don't not record something because you think people aren't gonna like it. And don't record something just because people want you to. You know what I mean? Like, if tons of people came at me like, Marina, Goddess Marina, please post an incest audio. I still wouldn't do it, even if there were 100 people wanting me to do it. But at the same time, even if I knew that only 5 people would be into an audio that I posted, I would still do it. You know, the matter is, the point is that you want to be doing what you enjoy. Like, you're here for yourself, I would hope. So basically, just do what you like, don't do what you don't like, and have a good time and interact with people. And don't take anybody's shit. If some dude is coming at you and they're creepy to you, this is mostly for other women. But if some dude comes at you and he's, like, sending you dick pictures and you just want to be like, fuck off, tell him to fuck off. Like, don't take any of that male bullshit. Oh, and for men, don't send women pictures of your dick without asking. Please, none of us like that. I think there are maybe two women in the entire world who would appreciate random dick pictures. I am not one of them, and I would imagine that most of the women on Gone Wild Audio are not one of them either. Anyway, I got off topic there. Sorry, my feminism is showing. Okay. I'm gonna wrap this up now. Oh, God. Why can I never shut up? It's a Gemini problem. Anyway, okay. I'm gonna stop recording now. Shit.